Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McGlaughan. I am the community liaison for My Independence at Home. Or if you or your loved one are in need of home care, 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. My Independence at Home is hiring. 215-921-2277.
And this is Lisa Robinson, founder and CEO of My Independence at Home.
Okay, and we're live here again on WWDB. Lisa, would you like to introduce our guests?
Sure. So in studio today, we have Sean Devlin and Jillian Cheslow.
Yes.
Did I pronounce it correctly?
Yep.
And they are with Paul Davis. And Paul Davis is a restoration company, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so we have these two wonderful people in studio today to talk about an organization and an event that they're hosting on September 22nd. I think it's an amazing thing. And September 28th. Sorry.
No
September
problem.
28th. I'm looking at it and I said September 22nd. On September 28th. And I'm going to allow Sean and Jillian to talk about it. And then I'll delve in more.
Sure. Would you like me to go?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so this is going to be an event that simulates what the FDNY firefighters unfortunately had to do on the day of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Many of those men and women had to go up 110 flights of stairs, which is roughly a little over 2,200 steps. So what we're going to be doing at the park is we've set out a map for climbers, firefighters, and regular people to walk those steps and get to that certain point. Each climber is going to have a card of one of the firefighters who unfortunately passed away that day.
Okay.
They're going to be getting a badge as well. And mm-hmm. then when they finish that climb, they'll be ringing a bell to commemorate and honor the hard work and the things that they did on that day.
Now, you said the park, so let's go back because I want to make sure that people understand the date and the location. So the date is September 28th.
Yes.
The name of the event is the?
It's the 2022 Philadelphia 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb.
And it's located at?
It's going to be at Citizens Bank Ballpark.
Okay. All right. And what's the time of the event?
So I believe the opening ceremony starts at
9.
So
on-site registration, if anybody wants to register that day, opens at 7:30. And then the actual event will start with the opening ceremony at 9. And the mm-hmm. climbers will begin climbing around 9:15 or so.
Okay.
And they'll go in smaller groups kind of to stagger them and sort of like a relay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not timed. It's not paced. They just climb at their own speed and comfortability level, and
right.
then it should finish right around 1:30 or so.
So old people like me can take my time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, this event, you're raising monies.
Yes.
So how are you raising the monies?
So there is a fee to register to climb. The fee is $35 right now, and then on September 14th, it'll go up to $40. And then each one of those people who registers is encouraged to fundraise on their own. There are some incentives for fundraising. There's a mug for a certain level. There's a smartwatch for a certain level. And then on top of that, we have some corporate sponsors who are joining us. We're looking for just individual donations. And then we'll have raffles the day of as well.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. And then all of the proceeds go to the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation.
And what do they do with the money? What are some of the things they do?
Okay, so the foundation, one of their big things is for fallen firefighters. So when they have a line of duty death or some type of event, they come out and they help the family members, the fire departments and themselves to either set up an event to honor them and also to help the family as they're going through that
mm-hmm.
Horrible process. But this is something that allows them to operate throughout the year. We're partnered with them, and we're actually very excited because they haven't been able to come back to Philadelphia and do an event since, I believe, 2017. So we're really excited to start this year and make this a yearly event that gets bigger every year where the public can come out
mm-hmm.
and honor those fallen men and women.
Yeah.
And we were talking about it earlier, I think, just how important that this is, especially the fact that it's now, I think, 21 years after the fact, and there's generations who have not lived through that event.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more important now than ever to remind them and let them know.
Yeah, I have a 10-year-old, and she has no idea. I mean, mm-hmm. she's learned a little bit in school, but I don't think she understands the magnitude of it. So
right.
a special part of this, I think, will be able to show these people how important it is and just what an incredible experience it is to watch this happen.
And also to show how appreciative we are still
mm-hmm. yeah.
for their risking their lives, you know, on 9/11. So I know we were talking before we came on the air, but What was your inspiration to start this?
Well, I've been a volunteer firefighter since I was about 18. I'm 33 now. Mm-hmm. It's been a big part of my life, and a lot of the good things that have happened to me is because I've became a firefighter. When I took this job, I was trying to find new ways to kind of engage the public, mm-hmm. and this came up, and we had spoken with one of the representatives, and she had said, like, do you want to do a climb in Philly? And we were really excited to try to bring that back. So
yeah, and our business is based in the restoration industry. So what we do is we help serve people at their time of need, similar to any of our first responders, and we work really closely with them as well. Mm-hmm. We do a lot of fire restoration. So after these people have a fire in their home, we're right there on site, sometimes at the same time as the fire departments, mm-hmm. trying to help them. Sean's got supplies in his truck where he can say to these people, hey, you know, it's raining, sit in my truck, mm-hmm. or all of these things, and we sort of help them put their pieces back together after something that is tragic and unexpected. So the fire department and working with these people is something that's close to home for us as a business, but also for the two of us personally.
Now, Paul Davis, is he a veteran also?
No. So the company itself, I believe, started in like 1966.
I think.
We're what's known as a full-service restoration company. Mm-hmm. So any type of fire, mold, storm damage, any type of hazmat or mitigation mm-hmm. that needs to be cleaned up. We do everything from the beginning where you tear down, clean up, all the way to the last coat of paint.
Okay.
So like my big job is because I have fire experiences, I go out when people's like houses unfortunately have caught on fire mm-hmm. and I help them. I make like recovery bags for them and I make up things that some things that you may not think you need right after a fire, like certain toiletry things. I make up lists for like, hey, you want to make sure you have these types of medications out. Yep. These are, do you need a place to stay? We'll work with your insurance company to try mm-hmm. to get you a hotel.
Okay.
And then I'm kind of there just to listen to their concerns throughout the process and make sure that we're doing everything we can
to
help.
Yeah, that's something
them.
You never even really think about.
A lot
yeah,
of what we do,
need,
absolutely.
Right?
Oh yeah, a lot of what we do is something that I don't think people think about until mm-hmm. it's happened to them.
Exactly.
And so, one of the things that we love is, as a company, we truly believe in customers first. And the insurance companies and the processes can be overwhelming, especially when you're stressed from mm-hmm. everything. So I take a good amount of my time to walk people through that process and help them kind of put all those steps in order and get them back to at least being comfortable.
So Paul Davis is a restoration company, and they're one of the major sponsors for the 2022 Philadelphia 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb. That was a lot.
It is a lot.
The 28th, and the time?
It starts at 9, but registration opens at 7:30.
Now, what do you know of any stories from 9/11? Did anyone ever tell you, Sean, you're a firefighter? So then you ever heard any of the horror stories or the people who put their life, the first responders put their life on the line? Did anyone ever share that with you?
I mean, it's something we talk about in the firehouse, especially when it gets closer to 9/11. You hear a lot of stories about people who were there. There were a lot of volunteer companies that I believe came out and helped for the next couple days afterwards. I started when I was 18, I believe, when 9/11 happened. We were probably somewhere around like fifth or sixth grade.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was definitely something that like stuck in both of our minds, but it was definitely something that we wanted to bring back and be a part of.
I think 9/11 is similar to what our parents witnessed. It's something when you say, where were you when John F. Kennedy was
yes.
assassinated?
Yeah.
Where were you? And now for us, it's where were you
yep.
when 9/11 happened? Where were you?
So I was in elementary school. I was in fourth grade, but I grew up outside of New York City. My mom's from Manhattan and my dad is from Long Island. And most of my family lived in New York City at the
okay.
time. So I think I remember everything very distinctly because I had an uncle who worked in the World Trade Centers. Mm. And I had family members who my uncle at the time owned a restaurant. And he spent the next 2 weeks feeding these first responders that were there. And for me, I think it's one of the first very vivid memories I have mm-hmm. at that age. Of course, you remember things from your childhood, but I remember every detail of that day because I was so close to home. My parents pulled me out of school, and mm-hmm. at such a young age, looking back at it now as an adult, it's crazy just how much I remember because of that. It was mm-hmm. like a shock to your system, so you pick up on all these little things you might not on a normal day.
Where were you, Sean?
I was also, I believe, in fifth or sixth grade. I do remember the day it happened, a lot of my friends, we were talking about it, and then we had, obviously, our parents had to come and get us. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Delaware County, obviously, so I was a little farther away than Jillian was, but it definitely is something that has been a part of our lives, I think. Yeah. I definitely remember the feeling and seeing just how, like, kind of close-knit and people were together, like, afterwards. Mm-hmm. Like, it really kind of, like, everyone in the country seemed to be on the same kind of wavelength or the same, that we wanted to just try to help. And,
like, one really big community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was kind of cool to experience out of something so tragic, to be alive and experience the aftermath and how
tragedy
people just came together.
Tragedy tends to bring people together. Yeah. Where were you, Reggie?
Well, when John F. Kennedy was assassinated, I was in, like, third grade, and they closed the school. When Robert Kennedy was
assassinated. I'm talking about 9/11.
Oh, well, I'm getting to 9/11. I have to work. Listen, I have to work my way up there.
He's got to let us all know that he was around when Kennedy was
Kennedy,
shot.
Kennedy, John F. Robert Kennedy, Dr. King, and 9/11, I had a mortgage company, and I wasn't paying attention to the news. But when I went to get my wire, there was no money because they shut down all the wires at 9/11. There was no money.
Mm-hmm.
Banks always just shut down. So that's where I was in my office. And then I turned the TV on and I saw the tragedy.
Yeah, I was at work and it came across. I think we had TVs on at work and everybody was just freaking out. You could see it on the computer. So everybody went to get their kids. I had to go pick up my daughter from daycare because at that time, I remember they were saying they were coming after Chicago, you know, any city with skyscrapers. So everybody was just like in sheer panic, you know, calling your parents, making sure they're okay. So I remember that.
And I think living in this area of the country, because it did affect the D.C. area and a part of Pennsylvania, everyone here, I think, felt that fear because it was here. It wasn't just in New York. It spread across this whole East Coast area.
Right. D.C., you know, forget about the Pentagon.
Yep.
The Pentagon. So, yeah, it was a very scary time. And my mother was in finance at the time. And one of her coworkers, because she worked on the trade desk, and one of her coworkers, I guess you could call him a coworker. They never actually met in person, but communicated. He was in New York, she was in Philly, and he was killed at the World Trade Center. So I took her down there to see the World Trade Center. Have you ever been?
Yes. Yeah, I think a couple of years later.
Yes. Have you been, Reggie?
Yes.
It's so surreal. It's so quiet. And I was amazed at how big it was. So it really gave you a sense of how big the World Trade Centers were, and to walk around it. It was so sad and so amazing, and it's just amazing how many people we lost in one day.
Yeah. But you know what the weird thing, and it took them less than a year to rebuild that, or a year to rebuild
that. Yeah, it was pretty quick.
And 422 that you go up and down, it takes 10 years.
Yep. Just potholes everywhere.
Yeah.
But ladies and gentlemen, I'm Reggie McGlone with My Independence at Home.
This is Lisa Robinson.
And My Independence at Home is a home care agency located in Philadelphia, 101. Presidential Boulevard. No, that's a suite number. One Winding Drive. Suite 101. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because that's not our address, but go ahead.
Yes, it is. One Winding Drive.
Yeah, now it is.
Okay. Anyway, if you or your loved one or need a home care, 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. You just going to look at me?
In studio, we also have
Jillian Cheslow from Paul Davis Restoration.
And Sean Devlin from Paul Davis Restoration.
So I wanted to go back to the event. You said it's $35 per climber until the 14th.
Until
and
the
after
14th.
That, it goes to $14. Can you tell our listeners how they can register?
So we do have a website. The URL is fairly long. But
it is long. Is there another way?
Everything is on all of our social media. So if you go on Facebook and you search Paul Davis of Greater Philadelphia Suburbs, or on our Instagram, our handle is PDR_Philly.
It's Can you repeat
all on
that?
There. Yes. So Facebook, Paul Davis of Greater Philadelphia Suburbs. And then on Instagram, it's PDR_Philly. And in addition to that, you can also call our office.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Our office number is 610-328-5901. And I can repeat
that. Is there an age limit for climbers?
No.
No.
I don't know.
So children can come.
They can. We've seen some of the other climbs that are done at this magnitude. There's a huge one at Lambeau Field every year. Mm-hmm. And people actually bring their babies and wear them in baby carriers while they climb.
Is there a children's price, or is it?
It, so the if your kids are under a certain age, mm-hmm. there really is no registration for them. They can just register with their parents.
Okay. So no register. If they're under what?
I would say under 10.
Under 10?
Yeah. And then, you know, they're welcome also if, you know, you want to climb, but maybe your husband doesn't or your wife doesn't and they mm-hmm. just want to bring the children. There is going to be an area for spectators to sit and just be at the event.
Now, how many steps are we climbing? I said we as if I'm going to be there. I'm not sure.
It should be around 2,200. I think when we did the math, the final number in Citizens Bank, just to get you back up to the main concourse, I think it ends up being 2,212 maybe.
So you're starting on the field.
So actually, you're starting at the top of section 107, I think. 106 or 107. And then they will actually climb. Only the steps up count. So they'll actually climb down, up, all the way through the stadium, come back around to 107 and do a couple more rows.
Sure. If I can just give you a little background
on
the event itself. 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb events are a tribute to the 343 firefighters who gave their lives during the tragic event at the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. People in their communities are invited to come climb the equivalent of 110 stories, the height of the fallen World Trade Center towers, on the steps of Citizens Bank Park. Each climber will be given a badge in the name of a photograph of the fallen firefighter from that day to carry in honor with their symbolic climb at the equivalent of the 78th floor of the World Trade Center towers, the highest floor firefighters reached on 9/11. Each climber rings the fire bell in honor of the fallen firefighter on their badge.
Wow.
So like I said, it's open to the public. Anyone can climb. Myself, there are going to be actual firefighters from Philly and the surrounding counties climbing. I'll be climbing and mm-hmm. some of us are going to be in full gear with air packs on. So people are invited to come out and just walk and do the climb and come see and spectate. But some of us are going to be putting the full weight on. So it's going to be.
Yeah.
What is the full weight?
What's your how much does it weigh?
Yeah. How much does it weigh?
Well, so you have your bunker gear. So you have your jacket, your pants, your boots. And then I'm going to have an air pack on in my helmet. So, mm-hmm. I mean, it's probably going to feel like 60 to 80 pounds.
That's
maybe
what I was
a little
say.
Less than that.
I did a stair climb years ago for MS, not nearly this many. I think it was like maybe 80 flights, but it was still hard.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah. And one of the things that we want to make sure we stress to everybody is that if you don't want to do all 2,200 and you want to come out and you want to walk 150 steps, do that. You know, if you want to register because it's important to you, but you're not sure you can make it up all 2,000 stairs, it is totally okay to stop at any time.
Are you going to have water? Like, are you going to have stations?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we'll have water. We'll have EMS on site. There will be snacks afterwards, things mm-hmm. like that to make sure people can bring their blood sugars up to normal.
We have a lot of vendors coming out who are going to be setting up raffles. We're going to have a lot of different prizes coming out. So we really want the public to come and see. We're going to have an area for them to sit and watch. Mm-hmm. The climbers going up and down. We will have opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies at the end. So it should be a really fun day.
How can you participate as a vendor?
So we do have some different sponsor options. And they range anywhere from $500 all the way up to $5,000 if they mm-hmm. wanted to sponsor. The $500 gets them a vendor table, a sign at the event. Their logo goes on our website, our Facebook page, as well as an event banner. And then as you go up those levels, there are more things included.
Okay.
So the biggest one would be your bell sponsor, and that's going to be the person who's advertising right next to the bell when the event ends and people are ringing it as they finish the climb.
So ladies and gentlemen, we're live. You made a mistake earlier. I didn't say anything.
Go ahead.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live here on WWDB. This is the Empowerment Zone. Hopefully you will be a part of the 2022 Philadelphia 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb, September the 28th, 9 p.m. And the phone number they can call?
It's 610-328-5901. And that actually goes right to me, so you'll get me if you call.
Can you repeat that number, please?
610-328-5901.
And they can call you and you'll let them know how to register?
Yes.
And you'll tell them what the money's for.
Yep, absolutely.
For the Fallen
Firefighters.
It's the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation.
Okay. And again, the number?
610-328-5901.
You know what's annoying? My wife is calling me. She know I'm on radio. I'm like, I do this every Thursday. So can- Again, you listening to them.
Well, you don't want to ignore that. It's probably important.
Well, yeah, okay. What do you want me to do? Lisa, do you think this is something we want to be involved in?
Oh, we will be.
We will be?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I love that.
I don't know if I'm going to make all 2,000. How many steps was it?
It's roughly 2,200.
I can do that. I can. I do 10,000. I walk 10,000 steps a day.
You have to remember, though, only the steps up count. You also have to go back down.
Why do you have to go back down?
Because, I mean, it's a horseshoe, basically. We're walking through the stadium, so you're going up the stadium steps, back down, back up again, back down, back up again.
Why can't I get the elevator and go down?
Well, there's no elevator
down
to the field.
So really, that's like 5,000 steps.
Yeah. Yep. We've toyed with the idea of counting the steps down, but every two steps down is the equal to one step up, and that's a lot of math for everybody to do. So figured we'd keep it simple.
Well, you can count on my independence at home. We will be there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. I think we'll do the ladder sponsor.
Even better. We would love that.
Okay. Two signs at the event, logo feature. Do we get a vendor table too?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Awesome.
And we believe the vendors will be over by the third base gate, right about where the climbers are finishing. So they'll basically finish, they'll come up back to the main concourse, and all of our vendors will be right in that area.
Okay. Now, this is an amazing event. Thank you guys for putting this together. And thank you to EJ for introducing me to Sean.
He's great, isn't he?
Or we wouldn't have known about it.
I got to meet him sometime.
Yeah.
So how many people are you anticipating, and how many people have registered so far?
So actual climbers, because the website was only up like a couple weeks ago, they're just starting now to sign on. But our goal and what we feel is an appropriate number is about 500.
Okay.
Obviously, we want to go past that. And then as the years go on, we want to get bigger and bigger. But 500 is our goal right now.
Okay.
And our goal this year to give to the foundation is about $20,000.
Okay.
So that's good. $20,000. And again, the first responders deserve that. So, ladies and gentlemen, please come out and support the 2022 Philadelphia 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb, September the 28th at 9 p.m.
and 9 a.m. I'm just trying to help you out.
I might be there at 9 p.m.
I don't know how the stadium's going to feel.
I'll be there for you.
Okay, great. And the phone number again?
610-328-5901.
Now, why would someone want to support this cause?
Well, I mean, obviously everybody knows, like, firefighters. They have a fire department in their local area. I think there's at least one person or some person in their family who might have unfortunately had to deal with the fire department, and they've showed up. I was a 911 dispatcher for about 7 years, and one of the nice things that someone had imparted on me is, like, people only call 911 when they really need someone, and when they need you, they expect that you show up and know what you're doing. That's basically what the fire department is. Whenever they need something, the fire department just shows up, and they're there to help. So I think this is just a really great way to have the community come together, honor what they're doing. I have all emergency services come in and kind of just see all the work that they do.
And the foundation also focuses a lot on the families of these service members as well, which I think is something that's really incredible. They do counseling services for them, and they help them kind of figure out and navigate what happens after they lose a member of their family.
Right.
So I think for me, that's a huge thing. I know for Sean as a first responder, it's important to him, but the way that they help the families is also something, you know, that I think is important.
I think it's hard to believe that they operate all over the country, and there's only about, I think, Regina, one of the representatives said there's usually, I think, about 30 people in the entire organization running it. But they run it extremely efficiently.
Regina's helping us with this, and I got to give her credit because she not only is an incredible person, but that woman is all over the country this week. I mean, she is in so many different areas this week trying to attend there's other stair climbs all over the country, and she's trying to be at everyone that she can and help. I mean, she's still answering emails for us today, and she's on her way to, I think it's Atlanta today. So the foundation has been incredible.
That's amazing.
I was trying to get her to call in. They are trying to get a representative right now to see if they can call in and give a little bit more information about what they do.
Okay. Well, we can fill this out. But is there any other way to pay?
You can do it right online. We have a couple of people coming who, because of the way their business works, they have to do it on paper. But mm-hmm. everything can be done right on the website. It's very okay. easy to use. I mean, there's a link that says register, and there's a link that says sponsor opportunities. And then in addition to being an individual, if you have friends that want to do it or you have a group of people, you can register as a team. You can fundraise as a team.
Yep. You have a group rate or something like that.
So, yeah, any teams over 10 climbers, we can offer them a discount code as well on the registration. Okay. We have a couple of teams from just local businesses that we work with. We met with someone earlier who wants to put together a team, and I think it's a cool way for some of our local businesses and bigger businesses to sort of build camaraderie within the office as well.
I know I'm going to climb the steps. I like the challenge. I might get up, but I don't know if it'll come down.
We'll be there. We'll wait for you at the end. We'll be there.
I'll be there at 9 p.m. I'll be at the
bottom. Sean will have his air packs. If you need air, back and grab you.
We'll have medics and EMTs all there. No, we really will.
Yeah. Oxygen. Sure. We will. Not just for you, but we will.
I might
you
need
never
it.
Know.
Well, that's, I think a lot
you
of people.
You just never know. And some people don't, they underestimate mm-hmm. how difficult it is to climb steps. It's not just walking. Yeah. I mean, Reggie said he has 10,000 steps. So 10,000 steps walking flat is totally different than climbing stairs.
If it makes you feel better, though, the stairs at Citizens Bank Park, if you've ever been there, they're relatively shallow.
Yes,
so you're not climbing 8-inch steps, but it is still a lot of steps.
I think for people coming out to spectate and people coming out to actually do the climb, it'll show, give them an appreciation of what those men and women did. Mm-hmm. I've been training for about like 2 months for it. I think right before we started planning this climb, I went up about five flights of stairs.
See, you've been training.
Yeah.
We're coming out here just as...
I went up about five flights of stairs before I started, and I was huffing it with
right?
nothing on. Yeah. So it really, truly is incredible what they were able to do.
What they were able to do.
And I'll give Sean credit. We went... And we mapped out the stairs, and he was wearing his work boots because, you know, he's got to wear steel toes for our business. And he's up and down the stairs. He went up and down, you know, the five flights in a row to see how many stairs it was, counting them for us. So I think he'll be ready.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
And you figure, I mean, you said you were winded, and these firefighters did this in full gear.
Yep.
In the dark.
With no notice.
With smoke, you know, so... So what we're doing is nothing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, of course it's commemorating, but when you really look at what they went through.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And the people that they did save, you know.
Absolutely. And that's why we encourage anybody who wants to do it to come out and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't think you can really do all of the steps, but you just want to support them.
Yeah.
You know, you're absolutely welcome. It's every time you go up, there's an exit. So at any point you can stop climbing if you feel like you're uncomfortable and you just mm-hmm. wanted to do it. We don't want anyone to be like, oh, no, I can't because I don't think I'll make it. Like,
and you're able to stop.
Yeah.
Like, can you stop and take a break?
Oh, yeah.
And get water.
No
it's not timed. There's no people coming. Like, people will pass you if they need to.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the stairs have an upside and a downside. So at any time, you can cut out and head up to the top.
So are the concession stands going to be open?
No. Wouldn't that be nice, though?
We
do have a couple.
We are going to have some vendors. We're kind of limited on what exactly we can have inside the park. But outside the park, mm-hmm. we are opening it up to, like, food vendors, mm-hmm. drink vendors who mm-hmm. want to come out. So we're hoping to have some things outside as well.
Yeah.
And then we are going to have a bunch of different vendors. And like I said, like, we're going to have a ton of these fun little
rides. Sean, I wasn't talking about food. I was being nice.
Okay, hear me out here, though. Hear me out. We did just meet with a brewery earlier, and they're trying to come.
Now so you're talking.
We
don't
want to
drink
cool
and climb stairs, though.
Well, you could drink after, I guess. We also have a couple of local breweries who have donated baskets for raffles, too. So there's your other option, you know, if you just want to take it home.
But yes, that is on the list, the checks. So
yeah.
It would be really fun to have at least spectators come out and be mm-hmm. able to hopefully have a drink.
And does it cost the spectators anything to come?
It doesn't. I mean, it's open to the public. We encourage you to donate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a great cause, but you don't have to donate in order to come to the event. There are raffles. You can purchase raffle tickets. All of the proceeds from those are going to go. Mm-hmm. Everything that we're raffling off has been donated. So 100% of raffle tickets will be donated as well.
I'm assuming you have media coverage.
Yes. Yeah. So we do have a photographer that will be there. And then we're looking at having a couple of local...
Mm-hmm.
media representatives as well. That's sort of something we're working on.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McGlone, and we're live here on WWDB. I got it, Lisa. I got it. If you or your loved one is in need of home care, 215-921-2277.
Sorry. Go ahead. Now I'm choking.
Well, I'm Jillian Cheslow from Paul Davis.
I am Sean Devlin from Paul Davis Restoration.
Okay, does Paul Davis have a phone number?
Yes.
610-328-5901.
The same number. Yep. The same number. And this is Lisa Robinson, founder and CEO of My Independence at Home. If you or someone you know are in need of home care, please give us a call, 215-921-2277.
Now, it's a pleasure to give back. Lisa does a lot of giving back. When we had a block party about a month ago, we had about 400 and something people there. It was free. Everything was free. We partnered with New Cortland, and I like the idea of a 2022 Philadelphia 911 Memorial Stair Climb. And this is brought to you by My Independence at Home, not the event itself, but the show. This is a good way to give back to the community, because I think it's very important that we support the firefighters. I had a fire in my house once. My dumb self opened the door, and it just went whoosh. Mm,
that'll
It was just a little right in my laundry room, and I opened up the door, and you thought, whoosh, and they came in. I have a question, though. Why do y'all tear everything up? They could have took this bottle of water and said, whoosh.
So what they're usually doing is we're checking for hot spots. So if sometimes fire, depending on the type of building you have, fire can actually get in the walls and travel its way up. So you may see the fire you see maybe out, but there might be a fire or heat enough there that's moving up and then might catch somewhere else, and then that can make the problem worse. So they're, unfortunately, they have to do it. They kind of have to cut in to try to find it. We do have things, they're called thermal imaging cameras, where we can try to find the best spot, but it's not always completely accurate. Sometimes they got to tear it down.
But they tore my house up. I was like, no! But they were there.
That's why you call us. Then we'll come put it back together.
But it's happened to you. You can imagine. I mean, that's your home. It has everything in there. Yeah. Is sentimental value, your family, your photos, everything like that. So part of our job is to try to take those things and repair and restore as much as we can.
Oh, so you're able to restore pictures?
It depends. We have a contents team, and we work with some local contents vendors as well, and they all kind of help us to restore everything back to what it was.
Oh,
so we do have a caller. We have Ron. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Oh, thanks for having me.
I'm Reggie McGlone.
And this is Lisa Robinson. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone, Ron. I'm assuming you're related or work with Paul or Jillian? Sean or Jillian.
Yeah. Well, I'm with the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation. So we're the organization that the stair climbs benefit, and we use those funds to help the families of our nation's fallen firefighters.
Great. So how long have you been a firefighter?
Oh, my goodness. 46 years. I did 24 years as a career firefighter in Prince George's County, Maryland.
Okay.
And then retired to go with the Fallen Firefighters Foundation and moved to a rural part of Maryland and joined as a volunteer.
Oh, nice. Thank you for your service.
Yes, thank you for your service. I know what the difference is between a volunteer and a paid firefighter, but what would make you want to be a volunteer firefighter?
Well, all of it is related to, kind of why we get into this business. We're here to serve the community. Where I live now is pretty rural. And if there's an emergency, you got to depend upon your neighbors. And so volunteer fire departments crept up all across the country for that very reason. And then as, cities grew and populations increased, a lot of jurisdictions were able to hire people to be career firefighters. But still there's departments that are even combinations, such as Prince George's, that has career and volunteer members working side by side.
Yeah, I know where I live is a Black Rock Fire Company. That's the one. That's a volunteer fire company.
Yes.
Where do you get the money? I mean, do you got some big trucks? Who funded the volunteer companies?
Well, anyway, a lot of times the volunteer companies are raising those funds with chicken dinners and
fundraising events
and golf tournaments and you name it.
Fire boot campaigns.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. And they do, some of them do like fundraising mail outs and other activities, fill the boots, you know, a little bit of everything. But a lot of communities try to help as well. Okay. And, you know, in rural communities, the firehouse is kind of a central gathering point. That's where a lot of the weddings are and the funerals and christenings and family activities, because it's a big open space that a lot of people could be in at the same time.
I had my daughter's 16th birthday party at a firehouse.
I'm having my son's third birthday party at a firehouse in a couple weeks.
In Black Rock?
Yeah.
No, Collegeville.
It's just a big facility where you could gather safely and have those events and have a little fun. And, you know, at the end of the day, go home and relax.
Yeah, it was great.
Now, do you guys go down a pole, slide down a pole?
Some stations do have poles. Others do not. Like, most of the volunteer stations don't have live-in members. Mm-hmm. Poles were designed for the sleeping area on the second floor.
Right.
And just a quick way to get down the steps.
Okay. Has COVID affected the number of volunteer firefighters at all?
It has. I mean, COVID has affected volunteerism across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the difficulty is, in general, you know, people are now having to work two jobs to make ends meet.
Mm-hmm.
They've got school and church and other requirements. And it's not like my parents. My dad worked in the steel mill. My mom was a homemaker and loved what she did. And, you know, my dad got home from work. We had dinner and then he'd go to the firehouse and do his thing. But now, you know, you have to have probably two incomes just to pay the mortgage.
Yes.
Do you get a tax break from your county or your city if you're a volunteer firefighter?
Some jurisdictions provide an incentive for volunteerism. Where I live, they do have a property tax credit if you are there for at least 5 years and continue to get. We have a point system. You have to maintain 50 points a year in order to stay active, and those points are calls and training and other things like that. So there's a process to ensure that, you know, you're, for what you're getting, you're giving back as well.
Now, if you're a volunteer firefighter, do you get the same training as, say, like the Philadelphia Fire Department?
So Philadelphia themselves have their, I'm sorry, Ron, unless you wanted to go ahead and speak.
Well, not to say, many of the big city departments, like when I was in Prince George, we had our own training academy. But all of the basics of firefighting are called essentials. And there's a national standard for essentials for firefighter 101, if I could use that term.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the basics. But then depending upon the type of additional services the department provides, they might provide hazardous materials. They might provide support for emergency medical services or advanced life support, such as paramedics. They may have specialties like arson investigation, fire investigation. In Prince George's, we even operated the bomb squad. So it all depends upon the amount of responsibility that department is chartered to deliver to the community. That determines the levels of training.
Do you ever take your fire engine truck out to go get lunch and put the siren on?
Well, you know, in a lot of the larger towns, because the call volume is so heavy, they do have to take their trucks to go run errands and do things. But for the volunteers, not necessarily.
I know. I went to Wawa, and it's the engine, the lights going on, and I'm pulling to the side, and they pull right up at the Wawa to get a sandwich and then leave.
Well, they shouldn't have their lights on, but sometimes they put them on just so that when they park, somebody won't hit them, because that is a big issue out there. We see a lot of highway incidents where fire, police, all of public safety end up being victims from people that don't obey traffic control.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, I'm in New York City, so there's a New York City police car driving by.
Okay, well, we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you so much for calling in.
No, I'm glad I could do it. It's good talking to you guys.
You too. All right, take care, Ron.
Bye.
All right, good. Glad I could be of assistance. Take care.
All righty, bye-bye.
And again, this is all for the 2022 Philadelphia 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb, sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration. It's going to be September 28th at Citizens Bank Park.
And the time and phone number.
Sure. It's going to be, the start time is going to be at 9:30. Registration opens at 7:30. And Jillian, if you want to.
The phone number is 610-328-5901.
I got that number down pat now.
Yes, yes.
So can you tell us about the, some more about the event, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So as Sean was saying earlier, it's a way to honor our FDNY firefighters who gave their lives on September 11th, 2001. Each participant that climbs and pays tribute to a firefighter, they'll be climbing the equivalent of 110 stories, just like there were in the World Trade Center. Each individual not only does this to remember the sacrifices made by the members of FDNY, but they symbolically complete the selfless journey to save others. Mm. And they all get an honor badge with a member of the 343 people who lost their lives that day. And then at the end, they'll ring the bell to simplify or to... what's the word I'm looking for?
Signify,
yes. Mm-hmm. The end of the climb and sort of the end of that journey.
Do any of the family members of the those firefighters ever come to these stair climb events? I know they're not all in New York. So would any of them come to the different locations?
So usually that is arranged through the foundation. I believe Regina has expressed interest in the past saying like, hey, if we wanted to have a representative mm-hmm. of one of the family members come out and speak, that's something that they would do during the opening ceremony.
I think this year our climb is really close to the same time as the national one that they do, which is in New York City.
Okay.
So a lot of those family members will be at that one. Yeah. But we did speak with Philadelphia Fire Department and they just lost a few members. Mm. And we had asked if those families wanted to attend and be a part of the opening ceremony as well. So they were looking into that for us.
Where is the New York City climb?
I am not 100% sure. Huh. It's probably at one of the stadiums. I would assume so. But I know that they do it every year. It's usually in October, the national one.
Okay.
So it's not on the same day as, it's not on 9/11.
No. So this year, not conveniently, that's a bad way to put this, but 9/11 falls on a Sunday this year. And so there are a lot of climbs that weekend. We purposely decided to wait because there are so many that weekend. Yeah. And we wanted to give the people an opportunity to come out for ours and not have other conflicts that day.
A lot of fire departments are doing their own events and ceremonies to kind of honor these men and women. So we wanted to be respectful and try to make sure there was some distance so we're not
A lot of our local fire departments, they want to be a part of ours, but it would be hard to do it when there are so many other events that day. So we just wanted to make sure that they had an opportunity.
Do you have a lot of firefighters from Philly coming?
So
registered.
We did speak with someone in the department and he is kind of passing it along to all of them. And then I know Sean has a few friends down there that have sort of expressed their interest.
Yep.
I think with everything going on this upcoming weekend, everybody's kind of like, well, that's at the end of September. So that's mm-hmm. why we're focusing on getting the word out now, because we want people to know that, number one, registration is less now, but number two, that it is happening. And we mm-hmm. want them to know it's coming up quicker than you think.
And what day of the week is this?
It's a Wednesday.
Oh, it's in the middle of the week.
Yes. Yep.
Now, have you, I guess you guys have walked the stairs?
Yes.
Yeah.
How many, I know you're like Superman, you did them all.
Yeah.
What about you, Jillian?
I did some of them. So we went and we had someone from Citizens Bank just walk sort of the area with us. The event takes place on the whole main concourse. So we walked the whole thing. We counted all of the steps. We wrote them all down. And then I went back to the office. I did all of the math and I have an iPad and I sat and I drew the whole route out for Sean, gave him ups and downs and, hey, what about this? Or should we do this? And did I walk the whole thing? No, but I did count them all. So I think that counts.
How many? I ask, how many steps did you take?
Did I walk?
Yes.
Man, probably only a couple hundred.
Okay.
If you count up and down, I'll say 500. If you're only counting up, maybe not.
I think I could do 500.
But again, the steps aren't as like grueling as you think.
How many are on each flight?
It all depends. That was the unique thing about Citizens Bank is every single set of stairs mm-hmm. is different.
Wow.
So that's why we had to physically go and count them, because we would look and we'd be like, all right, 40. And then Sean would walk it. He'd be like, no, it's only 38. So that was cool to have that experience, mm-hmm. but did make it a little bit more challenging to come up with the number.
We looked at a couple different venues, yeah. And the nice thing about Citizens Bank Park is that the actual park itself is at ground level, and mm-hmm. that, so when you're going up and down, it really isn't as grueling as you yeah. think.
I mean, if you've ever been to a game there or a concert, you know, like, you can take those steps two at a time. They're not
yeah, I
super
saw,
steep.
I saw Elton John.
Me too. There. Maybe we were there the same day.
Maybe. I saw Elton John. It was Elton John by himself. Then I saw Billy Joel there. Then we saw Elton John and Billy Joel together.
Mm. Wow. No, I just saw Elton John. It was a couple weeks ago.
That was kind of... He was here?
Yeah, in July. I went for my birthday.
Shut the front door.
Yep. My husband got me tickets for my 30th birthday. Best experience
of
my life.
How did you find... What?
Apparently, it was amazing. Everyone
it
said
was incredible.
It was a great show.
You know, my parents bought tickets for the tour in 2019. And then COVID happened. He delayed it. Well, I had 3 years to convince them to not take my dad and for my mom to take me, and she wouldn't do it. So I was like, all right, I'll buy my own, I guess.
Well,
that's it. You're never going to see him again.
Who, Elton John?
Yeah.
Oh, please. He'll come out of retirement.
I don't know.
That was supposed to be his last tour the last time.
You know, when he's sitting down.
He's like Michael Jordan.
When he's sitting down and singing, you'd never know how old he is. But then when he gets up to
walk
across
the
stage, you can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like 70-something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I would like to do something. I don't know. Well, if we do this, we got to give you an elevator speech, Sean, on Paul Davis. And you, Jillian, going to do your elevator speech about the event.
All right.
Ready? Go.
Sure. All right. So Paul Davis Restoration, we are a full-service restoration company. So obviously, if there's any type of emergency or disaster that hits your home or commercial business, our job is to come out and make you whole again. My job in particular is with fires, water damage, and I show up whether it's at 8 in the morning or at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by full service restoration, meaning that some companies can only do the mitigation or one part of it, and then you have to find someone else. The nice thing about us is that we're a one-stop shop. So we go, we help you with your insurance, we help you get through the process from fixing, tearing everything down, building it back up, all the way to the last coat of paint. So we're there with you through the entire process.
Nice.
And then in terms of the event, this is the 2022 Philadelphia 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb. It is a symbolic climb of the 110 stories that the firefighters climbed from FDNY during the World Trade Center attacks on 9/11. We are asking people to come out and either symbolically climb the steps or just to spectate, so they can show their support for the foundation. It is $35 to register to climb until the 14th, and then that goes up to $40 right up until the day of. You can show up that day and register as well, and then we'll have raffles, some local vendors, and some other things for spectators if they want to join us.
And how do people get in touch with you?
They can find us on social media on Instagram specifically. It's PDR_Philly, or you can go on Facebook and search Paul Davis Restoration of Greater Philadelphia Suburbs, or you can call us at 610-328-5901.
Now, Lisa, I heard through the grapevine that you got an award, one of many, last week.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about that, please? Yes, I got you. Are you on the spot?
Now, Reggie knows I don't like talking about myself, so... But I was awarded, I received the Community Impact Award.
Wow.
So it was very, pretty amazing.
Can you tell us more about that?
I like
Sean! Can you give us the elevator speech on the award?
So I received the Community Impact Award from WURD, and it basically was recognizing people in the community who are impactful, who give back. So I've had a number of recognitions before, but I think this was the one that meant the most to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going one step further. We have 300 employees in the field and about 18 in the office. And we do a lot of hiring, and we do a lot of events for like something like this, just giving back. So that's why they honored Lisa, which we have was called the Wall of Fame. So if you come to our office, you'll see all these awards on the number one small minority-owned business. We are veteran-owned and operated. Actually, we're in Oprah's magazine.
Oh, wow.
But she's got a lot of awards. Yes, I did it. My name is Reginald McLaughlin. We're live here on WWDB, and this is the Empowerment Zone. My Independence at Home is our sponsor. 215-921-2277.
This is Lisa Robinson, founder and CEO of My Independence at Home. We are hiring, so if you are a CNA, home health aide, or a personal care attendant, please give us a call, 215-921-2277.
I'm Sean Devlin, and I work at Paul Davis Restoration.
And I am Jillian Cheslow, and I work at Paul Davis Restoration. And if you are interested in the stair climb, you can call us at 610-328-5901.
Now, do we ask the questions, why is Paul Davis doing this?
Well, I think Jillian might have said it, but because of the nature of our business, we do occasionally work closely with different fire departments all around the country. So this is definitely something that, in order to create really good relationships with the people that are saving lives and helping the community, we want to give back and try to help them any way we can.
So Paul Davis, this is a give back to the community.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now, do Paul Davis do any other type of give back to the community, or this your only charity event?
We do a lot. So Sean and I did a lot of it last year before Sean was at the company. But this year, him and I have been working with a couple different local organizations. Last year, we did a big drive for Toys for Tots. Mm-hmm. We've worked with the Hicks Foundation, which is out of Westchester. And they work with some children in Chester versus Westchester.
So do you accept toys?
Yes. Yeah.
Because we always do toy drives around Christmas, and we're always looking for places to.
Yeah.
Because then we'll have an office full of toys. And we're like,
we already have our box for Toys for Tots all set up. I picked it up last January. So we're ready to go.
So you come and pick them up?
We can. Yeah. We have a box truck.
Because we
can come pick up trucks. And yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'll
be awesome.
Yes, we got a lot of toys, and we had to drop them off, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's wow, people would say, hey, raise money, but we need the toys for the kids, and they would never show up.
Yeah.
So we had to drop them off.
Like Jillian had said, we're starting to work with a really cool foundation called the Hicks Foundation, and one of their big things is about getting kids in Chester out of the city and having fun. So they take them to a lot of different events. They take them to, Eagles games, or they might take them to, a university to meet some of the sports. So it's a really cool thing.
As they get older, one of the cool things about them is as the kids get older, they don't age out of the program. They work with them on college prep and career prep, and they teach middle schoolers how to stand in their own power. And I mean, I have a kid, so it was just something so cool for me to see. But it's a really incredible foundation that we've been working with. And one of our company taglines is first serve others.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like
we
that.
Give back. We really do serve people in their biggest time of need sometimes. So we're big on giving back to the community and letting them know, hey, we're here and we can help. And, I don't want it to happen to you, but if something like this ever does happen, you need to know that we will be there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have about 4 minutes left. So please talk about the 2022 Philadelphia 911 Memorial Stair Climb.
Sure. So once again, I can read this off. It's the 9/11 Memorial Stair Climb event. It's going to be a tribute to the 343 firefighters who gave their lives during the tragic events of the World Trade Center on September 11th, 2001. People in our community are going to be invited to climb the equivalent of 110 stories, the height of the fallen World Trade Center towers, on the steps of Citizens Bank Park. Each climber will be given a badge with a name and photograph of one of the fallen firefighters. From the day to carry and honor them with a symbolic climb. At the equivalent of the 78th floor of the World Trade Center Towers, the highest floor firefighters reached on 9/11, each climber rings the bell to honor the fallen firefighters on their badge.
And if you are looking for more information, you want to register, registration is $35 up until September 14th when it goes up to $40. You can give us a call at 610-328-5901, or you can find us on Instagram at PDR_Philly.
Now, when they go to look to register, is there going to be information on parking?
So,
like the gates, there's so many different ways to get in.
What we're looking at right now is once you register, you have to put your email in.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at speaking with the foundation about sending out a final email for parking. In addition, I think Citizens Bank Park will only have certain lots open, but everybody will be entering at the first base gate.
And is the parking free?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
That's worth $35 right there.
You know what? I feel like going to the ballpark, if you're a Phillies fan, just to go to be in the ballpark is such a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we're welcoming the public to come out and see it, because I know there's a lot of people who don't have the opportunity to get in there.
Yeah.
It's weird how peaceful it is when it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
When we were there looking, it really was.
It's also really fascinating if you've been to a concert there. obviously you see it when it's done. You know what it looks like when they play baseball. Mm-hmm. But we were there when they were setting up for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And to watch them build the stage mm-hmm. and everything was such a cool thing. Yeah. You don't think about those kinds of things.
We went to the Link for when we were named in Philly 100. And we got to go to the Eagles locker room.
Oh, that's cool.
It was amazing.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
We did a recruiting event there that was pretty cool. Just to walk out. They mm-hmm. only had, one door open. You couldn't go any further. But to see the field with no one on it was so cool.
Yeah, we got to walk out there too. We ran through the little tunnel.
Have a baseball game or something you at the beginning of Maya.
Like in 2015.
2015. Mm-hmm. I was there.
Yeah, you've been with me for a minute.
I wasn't working and I got in there. I wasn't working for you. I don't know how I got there.
I don't know how you got in there either. He's like a birthmark. This
Can't get rid of him.
Well, I want to thank both of you, Sean and Jillian, for coming on and sharing this amazing event with us and being able to share it with the community. We'll post it on our social media as well. As I said, we will come on as a ladder sponsor. So I'm excited about that. I'm going to try my best to walk. I don't know how far I'm going to get.
I'm excited.
I don't know how far I'm going to get, but we will be there. So I will make sure. If you can send me something, whatever you're posting on your social media, if you
absolutely.
Can send it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I can just replicate it and just boom, boom.
Yep.
We'll have the same stuff going. So I'll make sure we post it a couple times a day.
Thank you so much.
Cool. Yeah, we really appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Absolutely.
Lisa, you can't walk the steps in heels. Okay.
Yeah, I would. Listen, I am going to make a post on social media about what we recommend you wear.
Right.
It does say wear what you feel comfortable in, but I don't know about heels.
He's giving me a hard time because I always wear heels, but I will wear sneakers. I own a pair.
If you can do it in heels,
no.
I would give you a high five. I don't know how much more I'm going to do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are the Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McGlone, and we're wrapping the show up. As always, we are blessed by the best and destined for success. It's up to us to do our best to make this world a better place for everyone. There's nothing to it but to do it. And once we do it,
ain't no stopping us now.
See you next week.
Have a good week, everybody.